Hey, Rob here. Just a quick disclaimer about this episode that towards the end of the podcast, there is some discussion about some of behind the scenes of Christmas stuff. So if you're listening to this podcast with any young audiences, first of all, I mean, there's probably a lot of stuff that young audiences don't need to hear in this episode. So just wanted to let you know about that. Hope you enjoyed the show. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of December 21st, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual news.
We're back here, last live show of the year here on News AF to talk everything through what a year it was. Next week we will bring you the best of AF 2021 special coming up next week. Hope you check that one out as well. And of course,
any teasers on that?
Not yet. Danny asked for something for last week to be included, and we'll work on getting that.
Cool. Well, my expectations are high. It's one of my favorite episodes of the year because I get to kick my feet up and listen with all the rest of you.
Do you even remember we said that?
Yeah, that was funny. I'm so funny. That's what I usually
just reminds you of all the things you said that you don't remember that others might.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. It's a good lesson.
Of course, a man who gets to remember how funny he is every week when he goes back and listens to this podcast. Here he is, Pickleball's top influencer, Father Nature, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Boom. Feeling great. This is one of only two podcasts I listen to and on the regular. Both podcasts I listen to come out on the same day, Tuesday.
Oh. Yeah. Tuesday's a big podcast day, I feel like.
Is it?
I feel like a lot of podcasts come out Tuesday.
And then, so I listen to this one and I do laugh out loud audibly to it sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because sometimes LOL. You miss something in the real time.
Yeah, you miss something in the real time or you just forget like how funny it was between when we recorded that morning and then when I'm listening that night or sometimes I'll listen to it Wednesday night. But yeah, it's great. But I am ashamed that I listen to it. So like when I'm driving in the car and it's on and then I pull up somewhere and I'm like, it's my voice of me sitting in the car listening to me talking on the radio. Mm-hmm. that's
not weird.
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, it's not weird.
All right. And now also a man who is getting ready for another merry holiday season. It's Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
Made the mistake of going to the mall.
Yeah. What happened?
The crowds, the hordes. I wouldn't be surprised if multiple people were crushed. Yeah. I couldn't even park.
I thought
there's probably
the mall was like old news.
That's what I thought, too. Probably two. Well, how many parking stalls are at a mall? Thousands?
It's a Christmas tradition still, I think, to go to the mall.
People go there so they can remember what it's like to be in a crowded spot. Mm-hmm. Like to memories of Christmas. Probably thousands of cars parking spots and not a single one was available. So I dropped Liz off and just joined the flow of lava, slowly circling the parking lot over and over until she was ready. And then we timed it just right and she jumped in and we drove away because I'm a good husband.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nightmare, though. I can't believe people go there. And I went to the mall inside the mall maybe a week ago with my kids to eat something and buy some sleds.
So you've been to the mall twice in a week.
Yeah. Here's what's crazy is that last time I visited the mall.
I don't think you can complain about being to the mall if you're going multiple times a week.
Yeah. Last time I went to the mall, you
touched the hot stove twice.
Yeah,
guys, remember, it's a year to get over the hot soup. Okay. So it's going to take a while to get over the mall. Okay. Honestly, I hadn't been to the mall for a while and sitting there, the crowds at the mall have changed and not changed at all. It's the same people since I was going in high school, late 90s.
So did you
meaning it's just like the same kind of vibe, like people doing their own thing, just going against the grain.
That's the mall people are going against the grain.
Yeah, they're wearing clothes and acting. I'm talking about the teenagers and some of the adults in ways that you don't see in other public places.
How so?
You got to go. I can't even describe. Like, I've never seen outfits like that.
Is this hairstyles a paid like advertising that. For the mall?
I might be advertising, at least the people watching aspect of it all, which, by the way, the people watching aspect was always best at the mall. Mm. One of the best things to do was sit there.
It was. Mm-hmm. I feel like most of the kids that went to the mall all seemed like they did most of their shopping at Hot Topic.
Yeah, there's still like a strong Hot Topic, I think, has moved on mm-hmm. or passed on, but there was mm-hmm. still a Hot Topic vibe.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It was very wild. Cool. Tyson, I encourage you, if you still have a mall, one of those ancient
Rachel,
cluster of stores. Yeah.
Well, Let me tell you this. Rachel invited me to the mall. She said, we should all go to the mall today. Let me backtrack. She had a company Christmas party the night before. She got home super late. In the morning when she woke up, she said, we should all go to the mall today. I said, I'm not going to the mall. She said, we should all go. I said, I don't have anything to buy. Our Christmas shopping is done. I'm not going to the mall. And she's like, well, I need someone to take me because I left your car, Tyson, at the company Christmas party because valet shut down before we left. And so the car got trapped in valet. And I said, okay, well, how did you get home? And she said, I Ubered. And I said, that's a pretty good way to get back there, I bet. And
yeah,
go on.
She was quite displeased with my proposition.
Yes.
But I wasn't going to waste, because I would have had to take me and both girls. It's half an hour one way, half an hour the other. That's 3 man hours, 4 man hours, including Rachel's, versus 1 man hour if she just goes in an Uber. Mm-hmm. So I said, you're not going to learn your lesson if I just fix your problem for you. And she said, there's not a lesson to be learned. And I was like, that's proof to me that you have not learned a lesson. So
well, you should have gone to the mall. It would have been a cultural experience and it would have connected you to your past.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe make you appreciate your wife a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
Was my wife? Yeah. I mean, I don't remember my past ever being heavily enriched in mall attendance, but maybe it was.
Mall culture.
Guys, come on. You didn't hang out at the mall? Neither of you hung out at the mall. Well, Tyson, you live kind of far away from the mall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I went to the mall every chance I got.
Yeah.
Remember, you go to the mall and then you'd just walk around. You didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. You'd people watch, maybe go into stores. I don't really even know what we did, hang out outside. We did the dollar thing.
What's the dollar thing?
What is the dollar thing?
You want to know?
No.
Is this incriminating? And dude, the statute of limitations is is it poo dollar? Is it poo dollar, Danny?
I never did the dollar itself, okay? But other people would go in and do the dollar.
This is how you do. You smear some. I never did it.
Yeah. It could be dog poop on the dollar, okay?
You smear human feces.
Maybe was we should just go into the news.
Okay.
We don't read a TikTok poo buck rejuvenation. So let's just, with Rob. Let's not be the source of one of these TikTok trends. Can we not be one of those? All right, let's go to the news. Don't ever talk to me again.
Don't ever talk about the mall. Okay. Forget the mall. How about the mall? Let's talk about this. This screamed News AF when I saw it. There are mole people, and we've talked about people who have taken to underground as all sorts of different ways to escape society. But apparently, this is really happening in Las Vegas. There are mole people currently living underneath the city of Las Vegas. And apparently, it's a whole civilization, according to an article from the Premier Daily.com.
Mm-hmm. The Premier Daily.com.
I've been in those tunnels.
Yeah.
In Vegas?
In Vegas. I've ridden mopeds through them.
And are they livable?
There are people who live there. Your definition of livable is changes depending on the person. Mm-hmm. Okay. But there were tons of camps and we drove through very quickly. It was a fascinating. And this is back in probably early 2000s.
Yeah. Was it nice and cool down there?
Yeah, it was. It was nice and cool. The danger is if it rains, those are the drainage pipes for the desert so that Vegas itself doesn't get flooded. So it's a great place to shade yourself from the sun, but also a great place to be flushed out and drowned should it rain. Those things become torrents of water.
Yeah. Okay. Are there any benefits to living under the ground in Las Vegas?
Yes. Seems like you could do a lot of graffiti. Mm-hmm. So if you like graffiti, like that might be the place.
You're an artist. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's way, I think the temperatures are much cooler underground.
Less judgment for huffing paint.
Mm-hmm. Like or people huffing the paint that they're spray painting.
I'm just going to assume. I know that's very rude of me. I mean, it's a great place to do things. Even in Vegas, there are those who will look down on you for certain activities, which sounds crazy. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get to know the real Vegas, you got to go to the tubes.
How did you get in the tubes, Danny?
They were just open. You just have to know where they were. My friend lived in Vegas and they're drainage. So they had to go out into the desert.
Uh-huh. So you have to drive out to the desert to go into the
We didn't have to drive out very far. My memory is very faded. I do remember driving through that. I don't remember how we got in. It's all a dream. Maybe it was the paint.
Yeah. Is anybody allowed just to come in and be a part of the mole people?
I don't know legally what the rules are, but from what I could tell, there was no bouncers, gatekeepers, no one like that. No city official asking for documents. Mm-hmm. It was a free for all in the tubes, mm-hmm. Vegas tubes.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess what happens in the Vegas tube stays in the Vegas.
Yeah.
But if you knew that your friend had gone down into the tubes, which you probably don't want to be around him because just who knows what comes out of the tubes. The mm-hmm. same person who went into the tubes is now the same person who came out of the tubes.
You want to wait 10 to 14. Oh, emotionally.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. Maybe mentally, emotionally, physically, a different person. You got, like you said, Tyson, they need to be quarantined 10 to 14 days.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. But then when you said emotionally and mentally, maybe it's a longer quarantine. Danny, would it be safe to assume that if you disappear, I will suggest that you are probably in the Las Vegas tubes rather than buried under snow somewhere.
First place you should look for me is the tubes.
Okay.
Wander through the tubes with your finest dress on, nicest clothes, some gold watches, screaming my name.
Yeah.
And most likely you'll find me.
Okay. Danny, did you meet any people when you visited the tunnels of Las Vegas?
We saw people, but we did not stop to talk.
Were they mole people?
They were people.
Danny's going to reset. Okay. Tyson, why don't we talk about us? Since Danny's the authority on the mole people.
Obviously, he knows more than us.
Yes. Yes. He seems to know more than almost anybody I've ever met about
the mole people.
About the mole people.
You think he should be the leading authority and scientist on the topic?
I mean, maybe.
Okay.
I mean, that could be like one hell of a mediocre amateur episode.
Yeah. Wow. I like it. We should suggest that to him, honestly. Yeah.
Tyson, are you a cheesecake fan?
Nope, I hate it.
You hate it? Okay.
Yep. Well, I hate all cheesecake. And every time I go somewhere where they have the special cheesecake and they bring it out, and they're like, no, you should try this one. It's like really good. I was like, the texture of cheesecake is disgusting mixed with the flavor, which is also disgusting. Makes me want to barf.
Okay. Well, I have some good news for you. So the Philadelphia cream cheese parent company, Kraft, they have been experiencing a cream cheese shortage this holiday season.
Good.
Okay. And as part of
the
cheesecake shortage, they will give you a $20 a digital reward as part of a new promotion.
A digital reward?
Mm-hmm.
For what? What's the reward for? What do you get?
So I think that the reward is for, the rewards are closed. So you can get a different dessert from them.
From Philadelphia cream cheese.
Right. So the promotion was that you can get a $20 digital reward starting on the 17th and 18th of December. That you have to be the first to reserve your spot to claim a limited dessert reservation. Mm-hmm. And then that you were going to get a unique $20 digital reward from Philadelphia cream cheese.
for a non-cheesy dessert.
Well, I don't, or maybe a future cream cheese dessert.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a lot up in the air there.
Philadelphia cream cheese makes.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was like, are they sending you to like Dunkin' Donuts instead? And here's 2 dozen Dunkin' Donuts because we don't have cream cheese to make your dessert for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Apparently it's a big cream cheese shortage right now.
Yeah. That doesn't affect me at all.
What's going on with the cream cheese?
I mean, supply chain.
I mean, is cream cheese imported?
I don't know.
It's Philadelphia cream cheese.
Yeah, man.
You tell me a freighter brings it here?
I don't know what. Probably that's probably manufactured. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Rob. Like, yeah. You got to read into some of the manufacturing process and ingredients and stuff a little more. But I mean, maybe there's just like something happened this season that destroyed like the cream cheese cows.
I don't know. I'm seeing another article about NYC bagel shops. This is a big problem. Nobody can get cream cheese right now.
Dude, this is like my dream come true. Just mm-hmm. go to a bagel shop and they're like, what would you want on it? And I was like, everything. And they're like, we can't do cream cheese. And I was like, that's perfect. That's why I said everything. If I go to a bagel shop, I just get butter on my bagel.
Just get butter.
Yeah.
In this article, it's talking about how the cream cheese packaging issue is because that I guess the cream cheese packaging factory can't find people to work there, Tyson.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. It's an employee shortage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's because it's probably overwhelmingly disgusting to work in a cream cheese
probably
packaging factory.
Probably one of the most disgusting factories to work at.
Oh my God, can you imagine how slimy you must feel every day coming out of that thing?
Mm-hmm.
Just like glops of slime
everywhere.
Philadelphia
headquarters.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, yeah. I mean, I'd drive for Uber first, honestly. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of jobs I'd rather than...
If you drove for Uber, you could take mm-hmm. Rachel to the mall.
That's right. Then we would have been making money.
At least that would have been like a silver lining.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I should apply to be an Uber driver just so when people ask me for rides to the airport, I can be like, request it from Uber and I'll accept it immediately.
Yeah. That's a good point. How often do you have to turn your thing on to still be active with Uber?
I don't think hardly at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think you can do kind of what you want.
That if you could get in the door on Uber and then just only turn your thing on when somebody needs a ride, like, oh, call an Uber. I'm right here.
Yeah. Call an Uber. I'm right here. I'll do it, but it's mm-hmm. for a fee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then you could be like, then just monetizing, driving people around.
Every time I drive somebody to the airport, I go through a mathematical equation. And sometimes I say no. And people, like I've said no to Rachel's parents before to drive them to the airport. And it's nothing against anybody. It's like mathematically, it doesn't make sense. It's a half hour there, a half hour back. Right. That's average.
Right.
So then you have to calculate, it's like $30 there and $30 back for an Uber. So it's $60 for an Uber. It's $12 a day to park. So dependent on the day. So then I go through all these equations. So sometimes I'll park there if it's just a really short trip. If it's like a 2 day or 3 day or four, if it's under $60 for the parking, I will drive my own car and park there. If it's over $60, now I have to calculate what's an hour worth to me. And then I have to go through that thing. And what's an hour worth to me versus what's an hour worth to me with also my kids in the back of the van. Mm-hmm. So there's a whole system I go through. And based on whether or not you have logically and correctly asked me to drive you to the airport, I may say no or yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, I understand the numbers that I've tried to make this same point at my house. And it does not go well.
Okay. Yeah. It's still mind boggling also over here when I'm like, nope, doesn't make sense. You Uber. And mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. what? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, I'll drive you to the airport. I was like, no, I'm Ubering. The mm-hmm. numbers dictate that I should Uber in this moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she's like, okay. So yeah, I'm driving my own car. Why do you choose your own car? Because that's what the numbers for right now dictate. Financially, this is what should be done. Okay. So, yeah. Rob, maybe you and I should live together.
Yeah. It would be such a happy relationship.
Yeah, just based off of numbers and logic. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Get so much podcasting done.
Yeah, dude, so much. Yes. Welcome back, Danny. Are you with us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just got rid of that crappy setup, unplugged everything. It was like seven cables, sparks flying. Rewound the machine.
Mm-hmm.
But okay. It's good to be back. I just wanted to be heard.
Yes. Danny, any other thoughts on the tunnels of Las Vegas in your experiences? Would you ever take mediocre amateur to go explore?
Dude, that would be your highest viewed video for sure.
You can go to Vegas. You can gamble. You can see some shows, ride a roller coaster, whatever. Or you can go sleep in the tunnels underneath Vegas.
Okay.
If you ask me, I know which one will be more memorable. And so, you know, you can see the real
will
Vegas.
You get much sleep?
No, not if you're smart. At least you'll sleep in shifts, maybe take a friend or two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I know which experience is the real Vegas. All right. Okay. The tunnels, that's the real Vegas. What's up above the ground? That's the fake Vegas.
What part of Vegas are the tunnels in? Is that like old Vegas?
Well, of course, you know, if you're the mole people, that's the new Vegas.
That's the strip.
Yeah, that's the strip. Multiple strips. So if you want to have the real Vegas experience, hit those tunnels.
Guys trip 2022.
Yeah. We need to bring a doctor with us.
We could have stormed Area 51 and then,
straight to the tunnels.
Hit the tunnels on the way while we're waiting for our flights back home.
Mm-hmm. Dang.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a date.
Yeah.
Danny, we went over a couple topics while you were gone.
That's fine.
Just real quick. Cheesecake, yay or nay?
Yay.
Okay. And when going to the airport, do you Uber, drive your own car, or have someone drive you?
I never Uber. I will drive my own car because then you have all the power. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. You have your own car. You control everything. You don't have to wait for other people, have to deal with their schedule. But 50% of the time Liz will drive me or I'll drive Liz.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you never Uber.
No, getting an Uber here is hit or miss.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Danny definitely would give people a ride to the airports if they needed it because Tyson, we found out last week that Danny drove Santa Claus around the neighborhood the other day.
That's right. While he berated people. If he needed a ride to the airport, I would take him.
Yeah. Wow.
Danny's a go-to guy.
Yeah. I'd take Tyson to the airport if he needed a ride.
Yeah. That's really great, Danny. They're a good person for that.
You're such a good person.
I was just going over with Rob how if logistically it does and monetarily it doesn't make sense to drive someone to the airport, I will say no.
Mm.
Yeah. So if they're like, hey, can you pick me up and take me to the airport while I leave my cars here? And I'm like, you're only gone for 2 days. It's $24 worth of parking. I'll give you $24 to drive yourself there and leave your car rather than waste my time to get you there and back.
Well, the real secret is to reduce the number of people who would actually have the guts to ask you to take them to the airport.
Yeah.
So I've reduced it down to basically my parents and my wife.
Yeah. Okay.
So if they ask me for a ride, why not?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I still will say no if the math does not work out.
Okay. I would never say no to Liz if she wanted a ride.
Okay. So if she was like, hey, I need a ride to the airport and then I'm going to be back in 3 hours.
Well, I mean that you could come up. What if she's back in 15 minutes? It's like, I'm talking to my kids right now.
Yeah. But what I'm
saying, wild scenario that'll never happen.
But that's what I'm saying is that in that situation, she should obviously have.
Well, sure. Herself. If she's like, okay, I'll
an
be
overnight.
Back here in
what
five
about
minutes.
An overnight? What about
yeah,
an overnight?
Pick her up overnight. I would come back the next day.
Okay.
Well, you're wasting your time and money, Danny. And I applaud you for it.
I appreciate that you think my time and money is that valuable.
Yeah.
I mean, that speaks to how kindly you think of me. Thank you.
Well, I mean, all money is probably worth equal, but
well, at least my time then.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
Let's talk about a holiday story that comes to us from the Swedish town of Danny. Could you check my pronunciation? Galv?
Yeah, Danny's got it.
Let's see. The Galve.
Is that where the glaive is from?
The Glaive.
Gavilla. Anyway, cool name.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? Let's hear it spelled real quick.
G and then the A with the umlaut, V-L-E.
Yeah.
V-L-E.
So this town is...
It's either Gavel or Gave.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I would give it.
Okay. This town is known around the world for having a giant holiday straw goat. Straw goat has been set ablaze by local vandals, and there's been a lot of interest over the years of, will the vandals burn the goat or will they not? We actually had, this was talked about on Rob Nakiba Need a Podcast, Renap X. Greg Dunlap gave a whole presentation about burning the goat. It seemed like for a while, the goat went untorched until 2021. Danny, the goat got burned this year.
Look at the defensive mechanisms that have been put up to thwart would-be burners. It's like the beach defenses with the spikes. It almost looks like it's probably just a regular fence, but in this picture, it looks like spikes facing outwards. They've gone to great lengths to defend this goat, which, if I'm not mistaken, was first built in 1969. I thought if I was going to set that goat on fire, which I would never do because I love Christmas, Molotov cocktail.
Yeah. Or a flaming arrow.
Ooh, Robin Hood.
Yes. That's a good idea.
Here's my thoughts. Is part of the fun for the city wondering whether or not the vandals are going to get to the goat.
Yes.
So that's part of it. So that's like, oh, this is kind of fun. Like, let's watch it. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. So then the people building the goat are like, let's build an impenetrable fortress to thwart the burners. So, okay, I like that part. If that's all part of the fun. Danny, do you think you could round up the old poo dollar crew to get the go start lighting some straw goats on fire?
So the guy, if this article doesn't quite say it like the other one I read, but I think that the person who struck in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m. ish. It didn't say what weapon he used, but I think that I wouldn't even need the Pooh Bug crew to get out there. I think that just one flaming arrow, shot directly at a big bundle of straw. Mm-hmm. That's just asking to be burned.
Yeah.
What they need are defensive drones. Maybe counter archers to shoot down people who string their bows within, 100 yards. Because all they've done here is protected the goat against land attacks. They haven't protected it from air.
Aerial.
Aerial attacks. They've left completely open. So that was their flaw. And hopefully they'll learn from it this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the vandals struck this year. Do they need to go back to the drawing board on the defenses, Tyson?
I think every year you're going to definitely add a little bit more to what you've got going. And that just adds, because you have to assume that the poo dollar crew is always coming up with new creative ways to light the goat on fire. And you have to counteract what you think they're going to come up with.
But by the way, let me just say one, that my crew, we would not set fire to this. This goat is actually really cool. I don't know if you can see a picture of it. The problem is that so much the attacks have made it so that people who want to admire the straw goat have to stand way back. They can't appreciate its majestic beauty that far back. So I think maybe we call people to the table and we get a truce going between would-be burners and the goats, because this is a beautiful piece of art. I mean, look at it. It's pretty cool. If this was standing in my city, I'd be proud of it too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Even as a teenager.
Pro straw goat.
Even as a teenager, you would.
I would definitely cover this thing with like bean burritos shot from a balloon launcher.
But no fire.
This thing would be vandalized endlessly. Not fire. That's like the whole fire thing is a step too far. You start setting things to fire and people are going to start looking at you like you're a psychopath.
But you can put human feces on a dollar in the middle.
I didn't put that on the dollar, but yes, you could. And if you're that kind of person, then maybe fire isn't too big of a stretch for you. But hey, by the way, I like the goat.
Yes.
I wish God all the best luck in defending this in the future. They've done great. 2016 was the last time.
Why don't they just dump flame retardant all over all of it? And then they're like, why won't it start on fire?
I think they kind of want it to burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that they like the cat and mouse game. What they should do is, as they see someone coming up to set it on fire, quickly set it on fire before they can do it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Just have a guy there ready to hit the switch just so that they don't have the satisfaction of knowing they set it on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
All right.
Hmm.
Now, Tyson, back in your cycling days, did you ever enjoy any McDonald's while on a ride?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
We would stop at like pastry shops and eat pastries, but never, never McDonald's. But I would now. I wouldn't be opposed to that.
A TikTok has gone viral where apparently in a McDonald's in China that you have the ability to eat your McDonald's while riding a McDonald's branded exercise bike.
Why do you think they took this to China? Like, of all the countries to take this to, why take it there? Seems like the bike could be a hit in other countries. I just find that kind of interesting.
They have a whole panel of people that are deciding these things, Danny. So their reasons would not even make sense to us if they described them to us.
You're right. I mean, we've been to China and I have seen their exercise equipment in their public spaces. They look like toys. They do like riding bikes in public.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Maybe no other culture would be willing to do this. I know I couldn't do this.
Yeah.
The amount of just the sweat, it would be too repulsive to fellow eaters to watch me ride a bike and eat fries at the same time. It would disgust them.
But Danny, imagine a guilty pleasure like McDonald's where you could potentially ride the exercise bike for so long that there's like no negative impact.
Yeah. Did you see what the article said about how long you'd have to ride the bike to burn off?
2 hours.
It was like, 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Hey,
you got to clear the, it's all about moving people through the restaurant. You can't have people sitting for 2.5 hours.
Rob, 1,000 calories takes an hour of vigorous exercise.
Yeah.
That's at a race pace almost.
Mm-hmm.
So like
people at race pace to eat fries, it would be so gross. You know how much I just rode a bike in my house this morning and sweat flinging off of appendages. No one's going to want to eat there after, the, 1 week. The picture of the woman riding the bike looks very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's happy, but that's not what would really happen if people were trying to neutralize the effects of the fries in real time.
She appears to be going about 0.6 miles an hour as she's drinking the soda.
Yeah.
You could also do wall presses outside the restaurant while eating your fries.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you could do, but I feel like just not eating at McDonald's would be the easiest.
You could do push-ups down for every bite of your hamburger.
Yeah, if you're that concerned with all that stuff, then you're definitely already not eating at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. So if you're like, I want McDonald's, but I don't want to feel guilty about it, I'll ride their bike while I'm there eating. You're not going there. That's not a decision.
Do you think that more fast food chains could adopt this? Could we see treadmills in a Burger King or like rowing machines at Wendy's?
Does it turn into a gym where then they're like, hey, hold up, only paying customers on the exercise bikes?
Yeah. Gyms are the restaurants of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Who knew? What a flip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Like some time traveler from the past, like the 90s, jumps to the future. He's like, I'm going to go work out after all that time traveling. I'm a little sore. He goes in there. He'd be blown away.
Yeah.
People got a big old hot dog while they work the elliptical. They're just like going after it.
The time traveler is like, hey, who's all in those McDonald's? All of like the laziest couch potatoes? Like, no.
It's just the like shredded. People.
Yeah.
All shredded dudes in unitards. Just like.
Yeah, it'd still all be dudes.
Wrestling in their 1980s wrestling singlets.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. While eating.
While eating and just flexing.
So gross.
Dude.
Eating that kind of food while exercising is just the most disgusting image in my mind.
Maybe you could get like a whey milkshake.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Just protein shake with extra creatine.
Yeah. Can I get the Big Mac with extra Mac?
Wow. Danny, why don't you throw some Mickey D's in your backpack sometime? And while you're up
I would.
Skiing, I know you would.
I've
you
taken should. A piece of pizza before.
Was it awesome?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't as awesome as I thought it would be. It doesn't last. It gets really beat up, but it's not a bad idea. I used to go hiking with a guy who would keep, he would buy two burritos at Beto's. Mm-hmm. He would eat one in the car and then keep the other one. And I actually tried doing that. And then I got diarrhea once and I thought, I'm not going to do that again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smart.
Yeah. Not without any dollars around. Right.
You read your body and reacted.
That's right.
That's mature.
But I'm excited for the future.
Okay.
Of moving everyone to all the fast food restaurants into gyms. This is going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm excited for it too. Travis says that eating McDonald's during an ultra marathon is actually pretty great. Danny, do you agree?
It's nice and salty.
I
made a video once where I ate a ton of pizza in the middle of a huge day out. And
like
I got
licked.
No, not like a mukbang. Well, kind of like a mukbang.
Yeah.
You know what? It was a bit mukbangy. I had like six pieces of pizza, like two protein shakes, like three Cokes. Uh-huh. And then I ended up puking. And everyone lectured me about it.
Well, of course you puked. You ate pizza. Ethical. You eat that trash.
Online people, you know, like mysterious anonymous people.
Egg people.
And I was like, well, first of all, this is what I eat every single day. Mm-hmm. And this isn't the reaction I have all the time. Two, what I'm doing is super hard. And so, I mean, correlation is not causation or whatever the phrase is. And I throw up a lot, even when I have nothing in my stomach. It's just like, but it did kind of shame me a little bit. I'm like, well, I better not feel myself mukbanging on these long, hard outings. But you would see a lot more projectile vomiting, I would guess, at gyms. You know, like when people do that thing where they put the weights on their shoulders and they go down. And then as they're trying to push up, they projectile vomit all over the judges and black out.
Yeah.
I feel like that would happen a lot.
That's a thing.
I feel like that would happen a lot more often. If you had McDonald's inside the gym, you'd have guys doing like bench presses and then like spewing on their safety partner's face and then blacking out.
Okay.
I think that might be one downside.
So
Rob, have you never seen that?
I have ever seen somebody doing a squat.
Thing. And I think it's a deadlift.
Deadlift. And then I feel like a deadlift is in the front, right?
Yeah, so it's the one where they jerk it up and then they put it on their chest and then they stand up.
Yeah,
or it might be behind their head. It happens like often enough where I've seen
a clean and jerk. Yeah,
people spew puke doing this. This is not super common, but I've seen a lot of videos and then blackout. So
many
it does happen.
Do you need to see about this, Danny.
Danny was a YouTube moderator for a while.
Yes.
I moved to the Philippines and worked in one of those windowless buildings.
Yeah, unclean it is a and thing. Jerk. Thank you, Federalist 45.
So McDonald's, now you add, I mean, you're just going to add to the amount of vomit taking place in
the
gym.
I think that the bar would be so greasy. I don't even think you could pick it up.
So there you have a danger too.
Wipe down the Olympic deadlift bar.
Yeah, could you imagine taking that bench press thing off those safety bars and just slipping right out of your hand, your greasy fry hands?
Yeah. Okay.
Dangerous.
All right. Well, let's stay on the subject of junk food and talk about Doritos, where there was a big Dorito spill apparently at sea that caused thousands of bags of Doritos to wash up on the Virginia shoreline.
Imagine if you went out on a picnic that day, brought a sandwich, a drink.
Forgot your chips.
I forgot my freaking chips.
Oh, dude. What if you were playing Survivor on the beach? And all of that washed up and you had to cram as much down your gullet as you could before production came and ripped it from your
I was going to say, wouldn't production come in and like start hands. Caking you guys and like using cattle prods.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the cattle prods were definitely a big part of it.
Yeah. So apparently that there was a ship that lost a bunch of Doritos at sea and then caused a bunch of bags of Doritos to wash up on the Cape Hatteras fishing pier as the tide came in.
Delicious.
It looks like the cargo container itself washed up, if this picture is from the event.
Yeah. Now, are the Doritos, do you think, still edible after being lost at sea?
I think if the bags are floating and they're all airtight, then yes.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're saturated with, if they're saturated with sea water, then definitely no. Travis again in the chat says the Doritos spill is probably even more devastating to the environment than an oil spill.
Yeah.
With all the ingredients in a Doritos. Danny's first true love, Doritos.
Is that true, Danny?
I did like Doritos before I liked Liz. So okay. I guess that they did predate my love for Doritos did predate Liz.
Did you love Doritos before Mountain Dew?
You know what? It seems like they came together. They were in a relationship themselves and then they let me join as like a third wheel.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then did you ever did you ever
my own personal Caligula every afternoon? Go on, Tyson.
Did you ever taste the Mountain Dew flavored Dorito as like maybe?
Was that an option? Cut?
I think that was an option.
Seems a little incestual for those two, but I would try that. I would definitely try that. And if that's what washed up on shore, I would definitely open up a bag. Well, I don't know if I would open a bag on the beach, a beach bag of Doritos.
That I was going to say, Danny, will you go to Virginia and help with the cleanup?
Yeah. Does this kid who's cleaning up right there, 13-year-old Bane, does he get to eat as many bags as he wants? He's not eating any.
I mean, he could take them home, right?
He can do whatever he wants with them. Mm-hmm. Probably he's cleaning them up, put them in a garbage sack, take them home.
Yeah.
Now you've got your entire food storage for the apocalypse of food that will never go bad.
It does go bad, though.
If it doesn't get moist, it should be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as long as they don't fall in the ocean or anything.
They age?
Yeah, I feel like if I went through my little bin of Dorito chip bags that we give our kids for lunch, and I pulled out an old bag, you can tell something happens to them.
Mm-hmm.
They do age.
And it's not good?
Yeah, like their half life is probably like 15
years.
Tyson, you don't think this is some Dorito Super Bowl commercial stunt, do you?
It could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. When and where is the Super Bowl? It's in California.
It's been washed up
year.
On Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, is it in Los Angeles? Is this the year?
I think so, yeah.
Mm.
At SoFi?
Yeah, I think so. So exciting. I don't know. We don't see it yet.
Yeah.
All right. Huh. All right. If anybody is in Virginia, let us know how the free Doritos are going. And then I thought this was a very interesting story about a man who was busted with some illegal narcotics on his person. A man in Florida was found to have little sandwich bags of cocaine and methamphetamine. And when I say they were on his person, I mean that they were literally wrapped around his genitals. Okay, but that's
the more intimate the location, the harder it is to argue that it wasn't yours.
Yes, and that's exactly what this article talks about, where the man was found with the narcotics on and wrapped around a very intimate part of his body, to which the man said that those were not his. They were not his.
Yeah, that could be true.
Yeah, because what kind of person would admit to letting another man mysteriously tape things to his danglies?
Mm-hmm.
But if they're not his,
yeah,
then did he still had a part in letting someone wrap that up on him?
What if that's what he's into? Like Ziploc bags filled with mysterious substances being taped to his body.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
So, or maybe this is a new thing where it's like, okay, I'm on a flight to somewhere. I need to transport these drugs. I see Danny just sitting there listening to his AirPods, loving life. I drug him up real quick, drag him to the bathroom, tape a bunch of drugs to his junk, put him back out in his chair to catch his flight. He wakes up.
Did I fall asleep?
Yeah.
Oh, I fall asleep. To my flight.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whoa, why can't I walk? This feels weird walking.
Yeah.
Must be extra warm outside today.
Why? Yeah. Why is there so much pressure on my genitals? Oh, well, who cares? I'll just ignore that feeling. Yeah. Let's go. And then you get up there and get busted. And then, like, it's not on me.
Problem is, he had a headlight out. Mm-hmm. He also had a weapon in the car. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you can only blame so, you know, all these
so
other
much
things
on somebody
on
else,
other people for so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it's not my fault. Someone busted my headlight. Oh, this handgun must have fallen in my car when I ordered food at McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Eventually, you have to take responsibility for something.
Right. Okay. What has to happen to constitute possession?
Oh, it's probably just has to be near you, would be my guess. Right.
And you know, wrapped around your genitals, I feel like probably that sounds like
it counts as 20 possessions.
Yeah.
Yeah. A good old nut hug. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I feel like if you did that to a person, that's too close, too close, too intimate. You got to take responsibility for anything touching your nards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anything taped to your nards is your responsibility.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You don't get to say it's not yours.
Yeah, so it may be in all the laws.
Yeah, I think that's in some.
It's actually yours and no backsies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody wants that back.
You can't even pass off.
Give it away.
Right.
Yeah.
It's yours and you keep it forever. Just like that dollar at the mall, right, Danny?
Yeah,
that's right. If you taped a luxury item on your darts to get into Survivor, you probably get it in, right?
No.
I'm not going to check
that. They kind of watch you change into your game.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that,
and then they kind of give you like the frisk and the shakedown a little bit.
Yeah. And if they see it, that it's something you're not supposed to have, they'll take it away.
Yeah. So maybe you could hide it behind your nut sack for like a little while, but they're, if you're out, if you're using it at all, then they'll probably find it eventually.
So don't get any ideas, Danny.
Yeah. Come on, Danny.
I was just
Danny, thinking, are you going on Survivor?
Oh my gosh, guys.
It's only 26 days now. It's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
I've been getting calls from unknown numbers.
Yeah, like you should start answering those. Yeah,
any of those could be from Survivor at any time.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, now that I have all this working equipment.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you sound great.
This is reliable. We can do this.
Okay. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Danny's Bolt Hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you be
loved. Yeah.
Do. Are you guys looking for last minute gifts to give your loved ones?
Sure. You got it.
Well, why not?
I have something that might look like an attractive gift, but do not.
Okay.
Oh, you're such a tease. I need something.
I almost just bought it.
Yeah, me too.
It's the anti 5G necklace.
Oh, yes. I saw this.
On the BBC.
Yeah.
And you remember a while ago, we talked about all the anti 5G stuff going on. They were lighting towers on fire, which, by the way, they have been somewhat justified because the FAA has come out and said, whoa, this 5G is going to be messing with airplanes.
Yeah, but that's not why people wanted to destroy the 5G
towers. No, because they were going to mess with people, hence the necklace. Mm-hmm. But guess what? The necklace has turned out to be radioactive, probably far more dangerous than the whatever 5G is doing to you as it passes through your body. And not only that, but the researchers who found this necklace, they found that a lot of these anti 5G devices, whether you know it's codpiece,
right,
or whatever, it's a
uranium codpiece, or uranium sunglasses, or uranium necklace,
they've been
perfect for hiding your drugs in.
quite a bit of radioactivity in all of these things. So just if you're out there in the market for an anti-5G, whatever, just make sure you're getting the good stuff that doesn't emit radioactive or, you know, radio waves or whatever.
So what about like a bracelet made of uranium?
Probably not a good idea to have that. No matter how much it blocks a 5G, having that around your wrist will probably ensure that that hand at some point turns black.
Okay.
Oh my God.
It would be my guess.
Yeah.
So if you're wearing like this necklace and it does actually, even though it's radioactive, block 5G, does that mean that your phone is just on a slower network because it's blocking your phone? So now you're on 4G LTE and can't get the 5G speeds that we all crave.
Yeah. Well, 5G for the most part, if I'm still correct and someone might have more info than me, is still kind of just a gimmick. Because most places aren't set up for 5G, but they'll put it on your phone to make you think you're getting that.
Interesting.
But you're not.
Okay.
Because you probably don't have the towers and the updates in your location.
So they're tricking us.
They are tricking you. And they've done it since the very beginning.
So
where do you have to go to get 5G?
Some major cities have it.
Phoenix says they have it all over.
Yeah, so
do you think
the more rural you are, the less likely it is that you have 5G. And I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of the conspiracies come out of rural areas. And that's where a lot of these necklaces are, sitting on the necks of unsuspecting people. Also, does the necklace just protect that one part over your sternum? Or like, do you like cover just one nipple?
It's a force field.
How many of these necklaces do you need? What parts need protection the most? The groin, obviously.
Yeah, you need a belly button piercing out of uranium.
Belly button, groin,
an anklet.
Heart.
Anklet.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't think about anklet. I don't think you need anklet.
Feet.
Eyeballs.
Sure.
Eyeballs.
Ears.
Then you already have your tin that you've constructed out of
uranium.
Tin foil, right?
Yeah,
that uranium hat, so that's foil. Covered. Your ears, put them over your ears. it's probably you've got everything covered that 5G could damage.
Okay.
And then the shock at finding out that you've been leaking radiation to your body voluntarily. I mean, you know, not knowing, but that's got to come as a shock.
But the Pete in the chat has a pretty good idea. What if you wear the lead apron from the dentist when they do their x-rays and then put the necklace on over the lead apron?
I think he's hacked. Life hack. Provo man discovers way to block 5G from penetrating his body while at the same time not receiving lethal doses of radiation.
Could you get a suit of armor maybe, Danny?
You know what? As we talked about this, I did think about chainmail. Like this could be the new chainmail, modern chainmail, just filled with anti-5G stuff, a giant robe of it. Maybe that's what we should sell on the News AF marketplace.
Chainmail?
Yeah, but anti-5G chainmail. That's not
pro-5G.
Oh, totally, 100%. But that doesn't mean I'm not willing to make a buck.
Capitalize, He's still a capitalist at heart. Remember how pro-billionaire he is?
That's true.
Yeah, a guy as pro-billionaire as me can't have scruples.
Exactly.
Okay, so be careful out there if you happen to get a 5G protecting medallion for Christmas this year. All right.
Also, as good of a person as Danny is, you also have to remember in each transaction that he is a capitalist at heart.
Always remember that.
Yeah.
The guiding voice.
Yeah. Just keep that in mind and you'll never be led astray when.
Not by me.
Not by Danny.
Yeah. Okay, Danny, anything else in the bolt hole that you want to dump out this week?
You know, I donated, as you know, some bolt hole stories. It's Christmas week. It's exciting. Big old Christmas day on Saturday. Kids are getting wound up to unbelievable levels.
Yeah.
You got the time when they should be most obedient. They're turning out to be just out of control. The excitement, the lights, the cookies,
too much.
The stimulation's just frying out there and short circuiting their brains.
They can't handle it.
My little girl has never been worse, and I'm attributing it all to Christmas, the insanity,
to the to the Christmas celebration in general?
Just to the whole month. Yeah. Like, kids can't handle a month of partying.
It's been
not college students
so long. It's been going on since December 1st. Was like officially like we gave in.
It's overload. It was like, I wish I could buy a protective chainmail that protects it from Christmas enthusiasm,
from Christmas spirit.
Yeah. Then I could finally be like, here, final week of Christmas, you can enjoy the spirit of Christmas. But until then, she's wearing the anti-Christmas chainmail.
Yeah, I do think that maybe that's what happened to the Grinch, where I think he was wearing that sort of like radioactive 5G necklace and might have shrunk his heart.
Three sizes.
Yeah.
He had it taped to the backside of his testicles and it just shrunk them and he became just a cold, uncaring Christmas Scrooge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, you know, Christmas is coming up and I can feel the intensity of the moment building. Yeah. And I'll be so glad when it's over.
Building to what for us probably will be disappointing, but hopefully for our kids will be.
For our families. Yeah.
Well, I would hope you would have no expectations. You're a grown man, so Christmas hopefully holds no expectations.
That's true. I already know what it's about. Okay,
you understand the outcome of Christmas. All right, you can't be manipulated by the elf on the shelf or Santa Claus. Correct. So for you, there's the children.
We got the elf out 2 days ago.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
You're a wise man.
Then we forgot to move it the first day.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Rachel's like, you have to take blame for touching them. I was like, okay. So I was like, I accidentally touched him. I walked past and hit him with my knee and they're like, Dad. And then we're like, you have to do something nice everybody in your family to reactivate the magic. Probably.
You put the elf in the center of a pentagram.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lights candles,
put the 5G necklace on it.
Yeah.
5G. Burning goat.
Yes.
One burning straw goat. And then this morning at 6:30, when my daughters usually wake up, I got up and was like, oh shit. Yeah, I forgot to move the elves again. So I ran out there and just like hucked them in the Christmas tree real quick and then went back to bed and, I saved Christmas.
Basically.
I was adjusting some things in my living room and I knocked, the elf's hat off of him, the other day. My kids flipped out. They disowned me so hard that they were like hysterical. They wanted to make videos to Santa of it wasn't us. It wasn't us. It was Dad. Put him on the naughty list. Don't get him anything. It was him. He did it. He ruined Christmas. I was like, I'm about to take this elf and chuck it into the yard.
They have to do denounce you.
They had to denounce me. My children had to denounce me to Santa.
Yeah.
To protect their own Christmas gifts that he's getting them.
And he's going to get all the credit for that.
And they threw me under the bus.
It really says a lot about how your kids will act in dystopia. Santa.
Yeah. It wasn't us. It was Dad. He did it. He's on the bad list.
Adam, Katz in the chat says some parents are regretting telling kids about Santa. I have never told my kids that Santa is real. And if they ask me if he is real, I say, what do you think? Mm-hmm. And at the moment when they say, I don't think he's real, I will be like, well, there you have it. Like I have been pretty, I haven't openly lied to them.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, start now.
Your conscience is clear. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than the elf on the shelf.
I've never told them the elf on the shelf is real either.
Yeah, but you participated in the games that made it feel real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so, kind of.
Yeah. All right. So, Danny, what's coming up for you?
All eyes on Christmas. I got to get past that day, and then the world opens up. Everything gets better.
Everything? So,
almost everything. Days
December
get longer.
December 26th is my favorite day of the year.
What day? Oh, yeah.
The 26th.
Yeah, until New Year's Eve, which is the next. I've got to get past that, over that hump, too.
I do nothing for New Year's Eve.
Well, we don't either, and my kids are so young, they don't care. But, you know, it's always, there's so much hype surrounding it. My wife's birthday is New Year's Eve, so it's a double whammy.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll just be at home. Safe in my bunker, waiting for the war that is Christmas to end.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's where I'll be.
Okay.
I often think about, and this is off of topic a little bit. Well, that's not off topic because Adam Katz in the chat, I'm reading all the chat through here. He's like, being Jewish growing up, my parents had to pretend that Santa was real to me because of the backlash at school. If he like went to school probably and told everybody that Santa wasn't real. When I was growing up, we had a Jewish student in our class in kindergarten and first grade. And the parents asked that that student, whenever we celebrated Christmas, go do a separate activity. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, okay, we're going to learn about Santa Claus today.
Yeah.
Ronnie, we're going to take you out and go do something else with you. And I was like,
math.
Yeah, isn't there like some type of church and state thing going on there mm-hmm. that I'd like, and even now, like they full on at the schools, which is fun, I'm sure, but like it's a little confusing. Mm-hmm. And then my older sister has six kids and they've told them that Santa is not real from the get go, but they go to school and they tell the kids that Santa isn't real to a group of first graders. Those first graders will shun and belittle you into believing Santa Claus is real so that they come home convinced their parents are lying to them about Santa not being real. There's no way to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. The best thing to do is just to hide mm-hmm. Until let your wife deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Get upset about it.
When I have a story like that, one of my kids is telling me, Dad, this person at school said this about the elf on a shelf or Santa. I'm just like, Nicole, leave me out of it. This is not me.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, just turn it over to the authorities right from the get-go.
Yeah, Liz is definitely is in charge of propaganda.
Yeah, the minister of propaganda will take over from here.
Yeah, in the household. That's smart.
Yeah. I don't have the energy to do this.
Yeah. When you want to know about the birds and the bees, come back to me, all right? Until then, here's the minister of propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Tyson, what's coming up for you this week?
I'm going to Utah.
Whoa.
So yeah, I was feeling a little under the weather on Monday. So I went and got, two days ago. So I went and got a COVID test, negative and feeling 100%. So yeah, I'm good to travel hopefully. Mm-hmm. And, going up to Utah, see my parents and show the girls some snow. They haven't been around snow for a while, but making it a quick trip because once you've lived away from cold climates for a certain amount of time, going back to those climates, you become soft or you just like detest them even more. Like the whole reason I left Utah was to get away from the cold climate, and then going back to it, it's like exaggerated. So we're there 5 days and then coming back. And that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, great year on News AF. Next week, we'll have our best of episode. Make sure if there's anything you can recall that you know that we should have in the episode, whether it's Danny or Tyson or one of our listeners, please let us know this week so we can make sure we get it into the best of special. And then 2 weeks from today, we'll be back with an all new episode of News AF in 2022. Can you believe it?
Man.
Time marches on.
Time does march on.
Metallica says.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Danny's leading source on time.
To quote, Metallica. Yeah, for whom the bell tolls.
Yep.
Time marches on. Okay, we did it, guys.
All right. Thank you all so much for listening. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.